It's 7-Eleven. Usually around this time of year, we're in the middle of a heat wave. Not the case this morning, though. Joining us live, Chris Strong, who is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service. We've certainly had our moments this summer, Chris, but overall it does not seem as brutal as past summers around here.
Yeah, well, there's certainly been a couple of hot summers that we've had in the past 5 years where we've, you know, always been testing record highs and had some of our hottest summers we've had. But, yeah, certainly not the case this summer so far.
Chris, is this a result of like an El Niño or a La Niña? What is it that's making this summer so darn cool?
Just a couple of Canadian cold air outbreaks. You know, one of those was fueled by Hurricane Arthur as it passed by earlier in the month. And this time there's a stronger than usual for this time of year storm system that's basically just a whirlpool spinning over Maine. And that's drawing down some cooler air from Canada once again.
Well, under the heading of there's no free lunch, what do you see coming for us in the winter?
Winter, you know, that will probably be affected by the El Nino that's swarming out in the tropical Pacific Ocean as we speak, and will gradually, I think, be strengthening as we get towards winter. So that could be the fuel for some storms, and, you know, all we need is some cold air, and we have another another winter to deal with where there are usual problems with snowfall. But, you know, until then, in the next several days, actually, after we get through today, which will be very pleasant with temperatures cooler than normal, I think we'll settle back out to a more normal for this time of year pattern for the next several days, and we'll have temperatures back in the 80s.
Is the pattern here with this cooler weather in any way related to the spate of like tornadoes and nasty weather that's broken out in the middle section of the country?
Yeah, well, usually when we have that battle between the cool air moving out of Canada and the warm tropical air that's usually over us and certainly over the deeper south part of the country, that battleground is usually where those tornadoes form. And when we have stronger cold fronts, that's when we typically get our bigger severe weather outbreaks with tornadoes. And that's kind of what we were expecting a couple of days ago as the cold front was sliding through. And they did get some stronger storms and tornadoes a little bit to our south and west. But fortunately, we kind of slipped through the cracks as the cold front was sliding through.
Do you see anything unusual or extreme coming down the pike for us?
Actually, this is, I think, going to be our extreme, if you want to call it that, weather, although it'll be really pleasant today. Once we get through today, we'll gradually be increasing the humidity, gradually increasing the temperatures, and we'll be back to a more typical, though not hot, weather pattern as we get towards later this week and into next week.
Well, if this is extreme, we can take it, Chris. We like it that way.
The one thing I will point out is there is a tropical system that we're watching out in the middle of the open Atlantic, and that is gradually moving its way towards the Caribbean and our direction. So we'll keep our eye on that, but that's certainly a long time away.
You had to throw that in.
I did right at the end.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Chris Strong is the warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service.